We're going to begin here at the bottom of Lama Gimel Amud Bav. We're just going to repeat the last Mishnah and then continue to the end of the Masechta. The Mishnah begins, Ein osim sadeh migrash. One cannot exchange a sadeh field into a migrash, which is an empty open area, basically a park. The Arei Levim are entitled to alapayim amah, 2,000 amot around the city. The first 1,000 amot are supposed to be empty space, supposed to be for leisure and beauty, meaning a park. And then the additional 1,000 amot after that are to use for sadeh, for planting, and for the livelihood of the city. So one may not exchange a sadeh into a migrash. And Rashi says that's because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. If you take the plantable fields and turn them into parks, people will not be able to live there. So it ruins Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But the other way around is also problematic. Below migrash sadeh, one cannot take the park and make it into a plantable field because it's machriv et noa'ir. That ruins the beauty of the city. And also will hurt Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and the fact that people aren't going to want to live there if it doesn't have that migrash around it. In addition, velo migrash ir, one cannot make the empty space around the city into a city. I mean, you can't build houses over the area of the park because that will ruin the beauty of the city. But even more so, velo ir migrash, you can't change the city into a park because then you are destroying Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That these statements in the first part of the Mishnah are all about the Arei Levim. But not in regular cities. Aval be'arei Yisrael, when it comes to cities of Yisraelim, first of all, osim sadeh migrash. They can change a field into a park. Migrash sadeh. They can make a park into a field. Migrash ir. And they can make a park into buildings, into residence. Velo ir migrash. The only thing they cannot do is change a city into a park. Shelo yachribu et arei Yisrael. Because that will destroy Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and that we do not allow. Then the last line of the Mishnah, which is somewhat difficult, is Hakohanim va'Leviim. Comes to Kohanim and Leviim, Mochrim le'olam, they can sell forever, v'go alim le'olam, and they can redeem forever, Shinemar. So this is the pasuk that we've had by the Leviim, v'arei ha'Leviim batei arei achuzatam, gulat olam tiyeh le'Leviim. They always have the right to geula. So first of all, the pasuk only deals with the second statement, which is go alim le'olam, does not deal with the first statement of Mochrim le'olam. So that's somewhat controversial in terms of exactly what it means. Rashi, back on Daf Gimel Amud Bet, actually, within this Gemara was quoted over there, says about Mochrim Le'olam, Afilu Bishnat HaYovel, that they can even sell during the Yovel. Imachru Karka Shalem Mechurahi. The sale goes through. Even though we have a machloka between Rav and Shmuel about whether one is allowed to sell during the Yovel, nevertheless, Mochrim Le'olam for the Kohanim and Levim is that they can do it even during the Yovel. And what is Goalim Le'olam? They're allowed to redeem forever. That they do not have the same restrictions as Israel. Israel sells a sadeh, sells a field. When they come to redeem the field, they have to leave it for 2 years in the hands of the buyer. They're not allowed to redeem it within the first 2 years. So here, the Leviim, Rashi says, in machru sadeh, goalim oto miyad. You're allowed to redeem it immediately, and that's what it means, goalim de olam. Now Rashi over here, on our Gemara, he brings down the memra that he had from back on Gimel Amud Bet, which is that they can sell even on the Yovel, and that's what it means, mochrim de olam. And he says, kach shamati, this is what I heard, vikashali, and I have difficulty with it. Question that he raises here, Tosafot also raises back on Gimel Amud Bet, is, first of all, why shouldn't it be the same din as the Israel? Shmuel's din comes from a Kal v'chomer. If Yovel releases the field, then certainly one can't sell on the Yovel itself. And that Kal v'chomer is equally applicable to a Levi, a Kohen, and Israel. Number two is, what's Rav going to do? Rav says that even Israel can sell there, so why is this unique to Kohen and Levi that they can sell during the Yovel? Because of that question, Rashi rejects that understanding over here, and Tosafot rejects that understanding of Rashi before. Now in Goalim Le'olam, Rashi over here says, She'ein batei arei chomash le'en nechlatin. It says the perush of Goalim Le'olam is different here. Now the context in which it's written in the psukim is, V'arei ha'leviim batei arei chuzatam gulat olam tiyel ha'leviim. So in terms of gulat olam tiyel ha'leviim, it's referencing the batei arei chomah, and that is that normally for Israel, after 1 year, the sale becomes permanent and cannot be reversed. On the other hand, for the Levim, gulat olam tiyel ha'leviim, they're allowed to redeem it forever. There is no such limitation that after a year the sale is permanent. They are allowed to, or able to, buy back the field even after that year has expired. So that's the way he explains Golim Le'olam. So how do we reconcile this? There's actually a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavtet, and Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Chavtet actually explains to us all this information. He puts together in a more concise manner. Over there, it's actually a machloket about what the girsa is in the Gemara, whether the girsa in the Gemara should be Mochrim Le'olam, Vigolim Le'olam, Or rather, it should be Makdishim Le'olam V'Goalim Le'olam, which is a statement we've had in the Mishnah previously. And Rashi over here explains now where he got all these different interpretations. He says, Achi Garsina, Kohanim V'Levim Makdishim Le'olam V'Goalim Le'olam. Zuhi Girsat Rabbeinu Yitzhak Alevi. That's my Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzhak Alevi's Girsa, V'Shar Rabutai. The remainder of my Rebbeim, Gorsim Bochrim Le'olam V'Goalim Le'olam. So instead of being Makdishim, they say Machrim. Ushtehem Mishnayot Hein B'Mesechet Erachin. They're both Mishnayot and Erachin. We saw this here. One's on Daf Chavav, and over here on Daf Lamed Gimel. One is about Hekdesh, and one of them is about a regular Memkar. Uvein Makdishim, Uvein Mochrim, Tarvayu Mishnah Yitera Ninhu. So Rashi points out, when we say Makdishim Le'olam, or we say Mochrim Le'olam, in both those cases, that's unnecessary for the Mishnah to say it. Ela'aydeh Tani Hotam Gabi Yisrael. By Yisrael, when it began, it says, Ein makdishim lifnei yovel, pachot mishtei shanim. V'golo goalim achar yovel, pachot mishana. So since over there, it used the lashon of ein makdishim. V'lo goalim, when it came to the Kohen and Levi, it was going to say goalim the olam, as opposed to the lo goalim of the Yisrael. And therefore, it also said makdishim the olam, even though it has no meaning. And the same thing is true over here, that it says by the Yisrael that ein mochrim, so therefore, over here, we're going to say Mochrim Le'olam and Goalim Le'olam. So again, these Mishnayot are just structured for parallel structure, but the words of Mochrim Le'olam and Makdishim Le'olam have no real meaning. Va'aydi de Tana Goalim Makdishim Gadehada de Tana Nami Gabi Goalim de Mechira Mochrim Le'olam. V'hachim Mukim v'Masech Re'achim. Umau Goalim Le'olam. So what does that mean, that you're allowed to redeem it forever? The fish embrace Yobo Mochar Bait Barei Choma. That after a year it goes permanent. Aval b'levim, gulat olam tiyel levim. They're allowed to redeem it. I mean, they can buy the house back. Ulefish ne'amar, and he brings the other interpretation to be Yisrael. Mocher sde achuzah b'mispar shnei tuvot im karlach. Shein mutar ligol pachot mishtei shanim. Aval levim golim miyad. They're able to do it right away. And then Rashi continues on with makdish sde achuzah, which relates to the makdishim, the olam, and goalim the olam. So Rashi tells us is that in the end, this idea of Mochrim Le'olam and Makdishim Le'olam are extraneous. And that's the same interpretation over here, and that's what Rashi mentions over here, that I heard about selling it during the Ovel, but that's not true. Earlier in the Masech, they explained it that way. Over here, he says, I don't think that's right because of the following reasons. In Rosh Hashanah, he tells us that there were those that interpreted it that way, but he doesn't think so, that's all extraneous. This is just for parallel structure in the Mishnah. Goalim Le'olam. Goalim Le'olam can have two manifestations when it comes to a Levi and a Kohen. Those two manifestations, one Rashi mentions earlier in the Masechta, and one he mentions over here. Early in Masechta, it's talking about issues about a Sadeh, talking about Shemitat HaKarka. So over there, he talks about the Sde Achuzah. Over here, in the context of the Mishnayot, we're speaking about houses. So over here, he translates or he puts the Goalim Le'olam to be about Batei Arei Choma. But both of them are true. Then when it comes to Goalim Le'olam applies both to Batei Arei Choma, that after the year, it does not expire for the Levi, he can be Goal Le'olam. And number two is, when it comes to Estei Achuzah, the Levi does not have to wait the requisite 2 years until he redeems it. He can redeem it right away. He doesn't have that limitation that Yisrael has. Now, we assume this din is the same for the Kohanim, even though it's written by Levi'im, and we discussed this earlier about the issue of how do we know by the Kohanim that they have certain dinim. We said that they have the same din because they're a subset of Levi, therefore they're included on this din of the Levi'im. So now we move on to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar b'Amid v'Rim Amurim. Barei Levi'im, avo barei Eisel osim. Rabbi Elazar disagrees with the Tanakama. Tanakama seems to say it as a given that this is true of all cities, but Rabbi Elazar says it's only true of Arei Levi'im. So nevertheless, the common denominator between them is that Kuli Alma Mia b'Levi'im lo mishanina. When it comes to Levi, we don't switch around between the city, the Migrash, and the Sadeh. Minahane mile. How do we know this? Amar Elazar Amar Kra. Pasuk says about the Batei v'Sedota Levi'im. In Perek Kothei in Vayikra Pasuk Lamedaru, Stei Migrash Arehem Lo Yimacher Ki Akuzat Olam Hu Lahem. The Stei Migrash, the Sadot and the Migrash, over here it puts them together as a single, it's a noun phrase, of their cities, Lo Yimacher, they may not sell. My Lo Yimacher, what does it mean they cannot sell them? Ilem Lo Yimacher Klau, that they can't sell them at all. V'har Mirichtiv Gulat Olam Tiel Levi'im. Earlier on, two psukim, earlier it says that they're allowed to redeem it forever, which implies that they could sell it. Lo Yimacher doesn't here mean to sell, but rather they should not change the purpose of these items within the Arei HaLevi'im. Now, HaKohanim VaLevi'im Mochrim Le'olam VeGolim Le'olam. Tan Rabbanan, Gulat Olam Tiel HaLevi'im, Ma Tam Olomar. Where is that coming to teach me? The fish in Amar, because it says, Bayestei Achuzah B'Mispar Shnei Tvot Im Karloch. that when it comes to the Stei Achuzah, that it's sold to you based on the number of years until the Yovel, the number of productive harvests that you're going to have until the Yovel. And when it says, Mispar Shnei Tevotim Karlach, we said that you have to wait a minimum of 2 years in order to redeem it. Yachol Avzekein, I would think so too by the Levi. Tamadomar Gulat Olam, forever, all the time he has for the Levium to be redeemed it. That means even Miyad, even right away. Levishan Amar, and it says, by Makdish Stei Achuzah Vayasa Debetzeto Biyovel Kodesh LaHashem, that if someone is Makdish Stei Achuzah, then when it comes to the Yovel, it's Mitchalek the Kohanim. I would think that the Achol Avzekein, the same is true by the Kohen and Levi. Tamadomar Gulat Olam Tiyel Levium, that they always have the right to be Goelit. And it's not nitchalek the kohanim when it comes to the yovel. Elofishin amar, and this is the third thing. Vekama bayit asher ba'ir asher lo chomalit smitut. That is sale that is made within a walled city of a house. After a year, if the seller does not redeem it, then it's a permanent sale. Yachol avzekein. I would think the same would apply to kohanim levim. Tamadomar gulat olam tiyel levim. That they have a right to redeem it forever. Now bishlama anitarte lechayay. I understand in the first two cases, a case when we're talking about a sedeh, and a case when we're talking about Makdish Stei Achuzah, I understand how that is plausible for a Levi to have such a situation, because he could sell the sadot that he has around his city. He could be Makdish Stei Achuzah. Ela batei arei choma levim miitluhu. Since when are the arei levim have walls around them? There is no walled city of the levim. Vatanya, because you have a braita. Arim alalu enosim tam lo. With the girsa here, we have in our Gemara is kfarim ktanim. The shita mekubeset changes it to tirim ktanim. You can't make it into small villages. Velo krachim gdolim, and not to major cities. As Rashi explains, we don't want it to be a minor village or a small place, because we need a place for the horeg bishogeg to run away to. It's an arei miklat, the arei levim double as arei miklat. Therefore, we need sufficient space for these people to live in it. So it can't just be a small village. Velo krachim gdolim, we don't want it to be a major city, because then the goel adam will find himself there a lot, because there's a lot of business and transactions going on there, and that will cause problems for the rotzeach bishogeg who went to the arei miklat. If the goel adam is always there, he'll have many opportunities to take revenge on him, so we don't want that. So we want ayarot benoniyot. We want middle of the road cities. Amar Rav Kana, that's not a problem. Lokasha, kanshu kaf, lusof yashav. Kanshi yashav, lusof kaf. Depends when the wall's built. It's true that they can't start the city with a wall. The cities weren't walled originally. They built the cities, but after they already settled in the area, they put up a wall. Mar says, why does that help? How does that get you to have batei arei choma? How do they have houses in walled cities if they don't live in walled cities? So you're suggesting now that they added the walls afterwards? Chiyai gavna mihavya choma? Does that count as a walled city then? Vatanya. V'ish ki imkor beit moshav ir choma? So this we had by Mechirat Beito when it's talking about batei arei choma. That if he sells his kimkor, Beit Moshav Ir Choma, sells his house within a walled city. And we dash from that, Moshukaf Ulusof Yashav. It has to have the wall first, and then afterwards the houses are put in. Velo Yashav, Ulusof Ukaf. Not where it was settled first, and then the wall was put up afterwards. And they learn that out, because it's a kimkor, Beit Moshav. It's a place where there are houses, Ir Choma, where the city already had a wall around it. They became a Beit Moshav while there was already a wall around it. And so that's by the darshan from that, that it has to be that the wall precedes the settlement of the city. So over here, still, we haven't come up with a case where you can have a house of the Levim in a walled city. They just don't have that. Yochol afilu kifua Yisrael. I would think that even if a Jew put up the wall, that it would be okay. Nemar kan choma. Nemar lalan choma. It says here by the walled cities with the batei arei choma, uses the word choma. It also says in Dvarim, when it speaks about the Arim Bitzurot, it speaks about the cities that are there that are walled cities that they conquered from Sichon and Og. So it says Choma there. Malahalan Ovdei Kochavim. Just like over there, these are the walled cities of non-Jews. Avkan Ovdei Kochavim. Yachol Afil Ikufu Ovdei Kochavim Lachar Mikain. I would think, okay, fine. It has to be built by non-Jews. But the non-Jews build it after we take possession of it. That'll be fine. Nemar Lahalan Choma V'Nemar Kan Choma. Just like it said in early in Dvarim about the walled cities of the non-Jews. Also, the walled cities over here of the non-Jews. Malahalan Ovdei Kochavim Kodem Lechen. Just like in Devarim, when it speaks about the walled cities, it's talking about prior to Bnei Yisrael reaching that point. Avkan Ovdei Kochavim Kodem Lechen has to be built by the Ovdei Kochavim before that. So it has to be a walled city that they conquered from the non-Jews, and then they built out the city. So the wall has to be there, and then they build out the city inside. The Levim don't have that. They don't have walled cities to start with. We don't allow them to do that. And then number two is, even if you put up the wall afterwards, it doesn't help you. Doesn't help you because that's not called a Beit Moshav Ir Choma. And number two is, even if it's done by a non-Jew, that doesn't help you because it has to be done prior to Bnei Yisrael reaching it. Targumah Rav Yosef, Breder Rav Salah, Chasida, Kameder Rav Papa, he explained it this way. Kagon, Shnaflu Lahen, Umigrisheim. That's what happened. When they went to the Goral and Yoshua for the Arei Leviim, one of the cities they got happened to have a wall around it. It's true, we wouldn't build a city up front with a wall around it, but if it went in the Goral and they got a city with a wall around it, they have it. Gemara says, Vaha lemisterinu kaime. You're going to take the walls down because we want to have the Arei Leviim be open, and therefore, even if they've got in their Goral a city with a wall around it, we're going to take those walls down. We're going to destroy them. So it should not be classified as a walled city. So Amar Rav Ashi Yitzrich, I need it. Salkadat Chamina Adem Mistatre, until the point that they break down the wall, Imizdabne Lich Lato, that until the time they take down the wall, if he sells the house, it will be a permanent sale. Kamashmalan, that it doesn't matter. As long as it's a Arei Leviim, the house cannot be sold, even though it's Batei Arei Choma. So this issue of Batei Arei Choma for Leviim was a one-time issue. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, when they got in their Goral, a city that has a wall around it, if it happens to be that it fell in their Goral, then until they take that wall down, if they sell a house in there, then Gulat Olam Tielahem. So that's that one instance where that will be relevant. Tosafot asks a question. We saw before from Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi that if the wall was there when the time of Yoshua Binun, and even though it's taken down later, it's still called a walled city. So why don't we say the same thing over here? So Tosafot gives two answers. Either it's not like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, but rather like Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi, or the other answer is that if it's omeid listater, if it's been standing, if it's going to be taken down, that's not called a choma. Choma is something that you would have left there, that's something that's there for protection. This wall, which is by necessity going to be taken down, it doesn't have a classification of being a wall, even up front. So now the Gemara continues. Tan Rabbanan, kistei acherem lekohen tia achuzato. So this is written by Perek Chav Zayin in Vayikra, by Magdish Stei Achuza. At the end it says, Vayasa David Tzetobi Ovel. And when it comes to the Sadeh that was purchased by another party, or possibly if the Sadeh was not redeemed, depending on the Machloket Tanaim, then when it comes to the Tzeitobi Ovel, Kodesh Lashem, it belongs to Hashem, Kestei Acherem, the Kohen Tiyeh Achuzato. It's just like a Stei Acherem, and it goes out to the Kohen. So now we learn out from this a Stei Achuzah from Stei Acherem. Just like the Stei Acherem goes to the Kohanim, so too a Stei Achuzah that was Nikdash, and was not redeemed by the owner, that will be distributed to the Kohanim when we come to the Yovel. So that's what Stei Achuzah learns out from Stei Acherem. Now the Gemara is going to say, well, there's also a Hekesh the other way. This is something we've seen twice before in the Gemara. We saw in a Chavteh, we saw back on a Chavhei as well, which is, Ma Tamalomer, Minayin the Kohen Shemagdish Stei Chermo. What happens to a Kohen who was Magdish his Stei Cherem Shlo Yomar? Hovi Yotzei the Kohanim. Since in the end this is going to go to the Kohanim, Hari tachet yadi teishali. Since it's under my hand, I should keep it. Kohen shigdish stei chermo. So a kohen who was distributed a sadeh because it was made cherem by Israel. Israel was machrim a sadeh. When you make a sadeh into a cherem, it's distributed to the kohanim. So that kohen received it, and then he was makdish the stei cherem that he received. It wasn't his achuzah. It wasn't something that he had gotten through a distribution of a stei achuzah of Israel, but rather something that came through cherem. And that was distributed to this Kohen, and then he's Makdishit. What is the din when it gets to the Yovel? Can he keep it for himself when it comes to the Yovel? Because in the Yovel, he says, listen, I have Gulat Olam, I always have the right to redeem it, so it should come back to me in the Yovel. Or, does it get distributed to all the Kohenim when the Yovel comes, just like any other Stei Achuzah Yisrael would? Stei Achuzah Yisrael, if it bumped into the Yovel, if he had not redeemed it, or someone else had redeemed it after he was Makdishit, gets distributed to the Kohenim. So over here too, maybe the Stei Acherem that was Nikdash Ayudei the Kohen, and he did not redeem it before the Ovel, maybe it should be distributed to the Kohanim. Which is it? Does he get to keep it, or is it distributed to the Kohanim? I mean, if I'm a Kohen, if I'm Makdish, my field, so I should get it back, because I'm a Kohen. If when I'm not the owner of the field, I get it through distribution, then certainly if I am the owner of the field, I should get it. So the Gemara says, Vidinu, Tzatzakal v'chomer, b'shel acherim and ezocheh, b'shel atzmi lo koshkein. If I get others people's property, I shouldn't get my own. Tamal Omar. Vayasa David Seitobi Yovel Kodesh Lashem Kistei Acherem. V'chima Lamadnu Mistei Acherem. What do we learn now from Stei Acherem? Mi'ata. Harei Ze Balu Lameid. Stei Acherem comes to teach me that the Stei Achuzah gets distributed to the Kohanim. V'nimtza Lameid. And it ends up learning something also from Stei Achuzah. Stei Acherem learns something from Stei Achuzah. Mekish Stei Acherem Odu Stei Achuzah. There's a hekish between the Stei Acherem and the Stei Achuzah Shel Yisrael. Ma Stei Achuzah Shel Yisrael Yotzei Mitachet Yado. Just like the Stei Achuzah of Yisrael, he loses it when it comes to the Yovel, umitchaleka the Kohanim, af stei chermo, yotzei mitachet yado, mitchaleka the acher b'Kohanim. So too, the stei acherem of a Kohen will be distributed to the Kohanim when it comes to the Yovel. Kohen, who was Magdish, a Sadeh that he got through a Cherem, and he was Magdish that stei achuzah, it's also mitchaleka the acher b'Kohanim. It gets distributed to the Kohanim, he doesn't get to keep it personally. Amamar, Shalacherim and Ezoche, and with others that I'm Zoche, so I should be able to keep this. It says, Midami. Hotam Zoche be'alma. Over there, he gets it from general holdings. Hachaka Shokula. Over here, he's taking it. I mean, there's a big difference between having a Sadeh be distributed to you because your Mishmar came out on the Yovel, versus here, where he's saying, I'm going to keep it. It's already in my hands. I'm going to keep it. How could you draw a Kal v'chomer such a comparison? So Amar Rami Bar Chama Itzrich. I need this. Sachadat Chamina Oviktiv. The Pasuk says, Ish et Kodoshov lo yu. That a Kohen who brings up his own Kodoshim, he brings his own Chatat, he brings his own Olah, that he's allowed to do the Avodah himself and keep the Orot or the meat from that Korban. How do I know that's true? Because Ish et Kodoshov lo yu. If you work as an individual Kohen, you're allowed to keep whatever you are Makriv. Doesn't automatically go to the Mishmar. So Hanami ki Kodoshov Damya. We'll compare this Sadeh like his Kodoshav, and he should be able to keep it. Again, Midami. How can you compare these cases? Kodoshav, la birshuto. When it comes to Kodoshav, they're not in his possession. The reason that he gets them, as Rashi points out, is because he works. He does it. He makriv emurehem. Hashem gives them as a reward for working in the Mikdash, their Schar Avudah. They get the benefit of taking the Orot from the Olot, or the meat from the Chatat. They get that benefit because they're working in the Mikdash. So fine, by Korbanot, he gets it because he works. Over here, this is not true. Hacha birshuto. It's already in his possession. He's doing nothing to get it. So why over here should he get it from, it's not lo mishulchan kavoa kazochi. He's not getting it as a benefit because he is a servant of Hashem and is eating at the table of Hashem. That's not what's happening over here. So how can you compare the cases? El Omer of Nachman, itzrich. Sakadat chamin obiktiv. It's in Perakov, hey, in Vayikra, it says about the fields and the houses of the Kohanim and Levim, ki achuzat olam hulachem. It's a permanent achuzah for them. So I would have thought, Hanami achuzatoi, this too, this cherem that he got, was distributed to him, became his achuzah. And therefore it should be achuzat olam ulahem, it'll be there forever. Kamash v'lon achuzato, achazuto, in chermolo. That's true if it's his achuzah. That's not true if it's his stay acherem. Okay, so now, two things to focus on. Tosfot points out, first of all, this is a Kal v'chomer. And over here, we're not learning a Kal v'chomer anymore. The last two answers given by Rami Bar Chama and that given by Rav Nachman are limudim from the psukim. The Tosfot says, Yesh lomar mikom akom nechalei lituya Kal v'chomer kach misvoro. They want to have the Kal v'chomer be a svoro that adds on to the limud from the psukim. Yes, we have the limud from the psukim. But that will generate or cause us to think about making such a Kal v'chomer. In the end, the answer the Gemara says is because it says achuzato and not chermo. Let's understand this. The Gemara before gave a different answer to this question. First of all, the Gemara said earlier, it says la kohen. And when it said la kohen, it was a hekesh between la kohen here and la kohen by gezel ager. And just like by gezel ager, it's distributed to the kohanim. So too over here, it's distributed to the kohanim. So that, first of all, deals with the limud of how we know that just like a stei acherim goes to the Kohanim, so too a stei achuzah will go to the Kohanim. How do you know a stei acherim goes to the Kohanim? Because of this lakohen. Lakohen teaches me that a stei acherim is like gezel ager that it's distributed to him, so too the achuzah will be that way. But in addition, over there, the Gemara learns out that there's a hekesh between stei chermo and stei achuzah. That hekesh between cherim and achuzah is what teaches us that the stei acherim of the Kohen has the same din as the achuzat Yisrael. So why over there did the Gemara learn it from a hekesh? And over here, the Gemara learns it out from achuzato in charmo lo. So Tosfot says, and he claims that Rashi is saying the same thing here, that it's actually a combination of the two things. Yesh lomar d'hachi perusho. This is the way to explain it. Mashmalan, dimi achuzato shel Kohen, d'achuzato dafka yesh la gulat olam. Only the achuzah of the Kohen has permanent redemption. Veinim mitchalek the Kohenim be'ol yovel. Does not get distributed to Kohenim. Aval stei chermo, but when it comes to stei acherim that he received, mitchalek the Kohenim be'ol yovel, it does get distributed to the Kohenim and the yovel. Mehekesha. How do we know that? Because of the hekesh between the achuzah shel Yisrael to the stei acherim of the Kohen. So this stei acherim of the Kohen, which he was makdish, it will have the same din as a stei achuzah of Yisrael. So since this stei acherim came, was mitchalek to him, if he does not treat it like his achuzah and he keeps it in his possession, then that stei acherim will then take on the properties of the stei achuzah of Israel because of the parallel in the pasuk, and therefore it will not go back to him in the yovel, but rather be distributed to the kohanim on the yovel. Where does it stay with him? When it's stei achuzah. When it's his achuzah, then it will always stay with him, and it will be distributed to him on the yovel, but not when it came into his possession through stei acherim. Okay, with that, we'll end the Perek and the Masechta. Hadran alach u'mukher sadeus likola, Masechet Arachin.